Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Simon Anstey. Thank you for tuning into the Overdrive this afternoon. It is 26 minutes past four. We are late to chat to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us again this week.
Thank you, Simon. Let me jump right into it if we're a bit late. I was going to talk about ivermectin because I've been assailed with questions, numerous questions yes. from the community and outside the community about ivermectin. Yes. And it's elicited a lot of emotion and a lot of heated discussion and so on. So let me just give you a bit of a background about ivermectin. It's actually a drug which was invented in the 1980s and actually got for its inventor the 2015 Nobel Prize for Medicine out of interest. But really it's a drug which is invented for veterinary use. It has been used in tropical Africa for treatment of things like river blindness, which is due to a worm infection and other worm infestations in tropical Africa, a disease not found in South Africa, and also some skin preparations like for treating scabies. But in this country, it's only registered for veterinary use. It's not registered for medical use. And in fact, if you prescribe it or you use it in humans, it's actually a criminal offense. One can make special application to the regulatory authority, which is called SAHPRA, South African Health Product Regulatory Authority, under emergency use, called Section 21. But other than that, it's actually illegal to use it. So the question is, why, in fact, has there been so much kind of heat around ivermectin, and why, in fact, is SAHPRA holding back on registering it? You know, I think the thing is, you know, at the moment, we really don't have miracle drugs for COVID. And there's really a dearth of drugs, in fact, which can be used for COVID, and not many of them. So all the doctors, particularly those looking at patients who are not in hospital situation, are desperately looking for drugs. And they are what we call repurposed drugs, drugs which are used for other things. You may recall in the first wave we had chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. I don't know if you remember that. So it's one of these drugs which is used for malaria. And it was shown really not to be effective in COVID. Now, ivermectin is being investigated. There are clinical trials. Unfortunately, the ones which have been done up to now have not really been convincing. They've used small numbers of people. The dosage have been very variable. Very often these trials have used other drugs as well. So there's no, at the moment, convincing, authentic, very verified data on whether it is effective and whether it is safe. And that's why SAHPRA, the regulatory authority, at the moment can't register the drug. There are, however, some trials, good trials, which are underway. And if it does show, if it does turn out that the drug does have efficacy and safety, SAHPRA will register. In fact, SAHPRA has actually called out for these trials to be done. But as it stands at the moment, SAHPRA and also other international authorities, the FDA and others, can't register.
What's the downside of taking it? I mean, there seems to be an awful lot of very respected medical professionals who are putting their name to this drug saying, just give it a go. There's some efficacy here. What's the downside?
I think the downside is twofold. One of them, it's actually a bit dishonest because you're giving a drug which we know doesn't necessarily work. So, okay, you might say, look, it might be as good as giving somebody yogurt. The only difference is that it's not totally harmless. It does have some side effects, and for that reason, we can't just simply prescribe it. The other thing is this, it puts faith in something to the exclusion, maybe, of other drugs. And thirdly, it kind of, one has a run of these drugs, so where, I'm not talking about ivermectin, but generally these repurposed drugs, and it happened with chloroquine, that where it's actually used. Chloroquine is used for rheumatoid arthritis, and there was a shortage of it because it was being gobbled up, it was being hoovered for its use in COVID. Now, ivermectin, obviously, for veterinary use, that might be not such a problem, but the other things I think they are a problem because, you know, repurposing drugs can only be done if it's shown to be effective. There is a downside to it, the side effects, and also that it is, it's diverting its use for proper use.
Prof, we crossed you late, so I apologize for that. And this is such an important topic. so much more to discuss. We have to leave it there, unfortunately, this afternoon, but perhaps we can continue tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Excellent. Okay, Simon. All the best.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.